Well, we did a feature, and we still do on Some College Madness, called Pitiful Place. And we're very fortunate because we have the creator of Pitiful Place with us right now.
Thank you.
Just bend down into the old mic.
If you're going to shoot me this week, I'm leaving.
Stephanie Wing is here with us live and in person. Steph, do you remember this Pitiful Place?
Yeah.
The one with the funeral and everything?
I love funerals.
Listen to Stephanie Wing's demented mind as we present our Pitiful Place of November 20th, 1965.
Once again unfolds that tragedy of mishap to curdle the tears of all the young, the troubled, and the unloved. Pitiful Place, any small town located just beyond the edge of sympathy, and the lives of two miserable brothers, roughly a normal humming drum, the persecuted and misjudged Pitiful Place. As you remember last week, we left Constant McFrenzy in a state of frenzy in the town square, frenzied beyond decision. We now find Constant contentedly singing, a little off key, in a moment of revelation, "What kind of fool am I?" as she leaves the town square for the Pitiful Place Hospital to see her daughter, Never Sin.
I'll go to Never Sin. She'll know where to begin. I'll tell her all the evidence Kim told in confidence, for she saw Rutley's plight on that grave murder night, and maybe then we'll see if Rutley will go free.
But doesn't Constant know Never Sin's fate? And will her fatal decision come too late? Meanwhile, Stephen Board, struggling with a briefcase of crumpled legal papers and bulky evidence, is still persistent in his attempt to influence Stella Cheatalot's testimony.
"Stella,"
says Stephen through discouraged but still puckered lips as he slides a ring on her finger to avoid a lawsuit for breach of promise.
"Yeah?
If I kiss you, will you change your testimony?"
"Might. Might not."
Again, we find Betty Understanding and Michael Lossie searching for some reason for existing in the unfeeling midst of Pitiful Place.
"Michael, there must be some reason for us to go on existing in the unfeeling midst of Pitiful Place."
"Yeah."
"Have you heard those unfeeling people talking about the funeral? It's raining, and they say it's a good day for a funeral."
"They're right. The ground is soft, and the flowers won't wilt."
Slowly, the town sympathizers, the influential, and the town pathetics, plus a number of ominous rain clouds, gather for Joe Cheatalot's funeral. Amid tears and jeers, for there are mixed emotions in Pitiful Place, old Doc Swing, the cornerstone of Pitiful Place opinion, filling in for Father Fail Again, who is not collecting back offerings, delivers a moving eulogy.
"We are gathered here this day, Joe Cheatalot to lay away, and it is fitting we have a speech on some moral his life could teach. Joe grew up on the docks, and he loved to throw rocks. Joe's family was poor, so Joe was bitter and sore. So from his death we surmise that legislation we should comprise for slum development to keep our poor content."
"Oh, it's raining. Oh, look at this.
Let's go to the court
now. Here. Welcome to downpour of the raging heavens. The soaked emotional crowd rushes to the graveyard to the courthouse for Rutley's trial. The jury is all wet as the judge raps for order. Right in the corner of the courtroom, Rutley's lawyer, Stephen Board, and Leslie Hummingdrum are comparing notes.
How do your notes look, Stephen?"
Shuffling through his soggy and crumpled papers, Stephen replies,
"Soggy and crumpled.
Soggy and crumpled.
And wet and dirty, too. Besides."
Yet Stephen's papers are not all that is soggy as the rain continues in Pitiful Place. The Pitiful Dam at the mouth of Compassion River is under great water pressure. Will the rain destroy the dam? Will Rutley's trial be flooded? Find out next week on the continuing story of Pitiful Place.
Will the rain destroy the dam? I'm sorry.
Bill Stocks, villain voice.
So carried away.
Ah, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Stephanie, nice. Nice script. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yes.